walked up, said, I ain't got a dime. Come on, baby, I got one. We going upstairs and have a whole lot of fun. We gonna tom tom boogie,
tom tom boogie,
we gonna tom tom boogie,
tom tom boogie,
we gonna tom tom boogie, boogie a long, long time. Now Eve told Adam he was sitting on a rock. To cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. We gonna tom tom boogie,
tom tom boogie,
we gonna tom tom boogie,
tom tom boogie,
we gonna tom tom boogie, boogie a long, long time.
Some rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Say, baby, that ain't rock and roll, that's jazz.
I was offered a room with a north, south, east, and west exposure, but I turned it down.
You turned down a room with four exposures?
Sure. Who wants to sleep in a revolving door? Dorothy, would you like me to show you some of the sights tomorrow?
Well, I'm sorry, Spike, but my grandpa is coming here to do just that.
Your grandpa? Coming all the way up here? Dorothy, he's about 90 years old. You think an old man like that should make such a long trip?
Old man? Spike, you don't know Grandpa. He's changed. Let me tell you about him.
Grandpa's getting younger every day. Shaved his whiskers off and bought a new toupee. Everybody's heard the news that he's even wearing shoes since he met the Widder Brown the other day. Grandpa's getting younger every day. Why, he even went and threw his cane away. And he wants the world to know he's the mountain gigolo when he doesn't give a darn what people say. In a cabin in the mountains in Virginia, far away, lives my grandpa, dear old grandpa. Though he's old, he's not too old to play. Grandpa's getting younger every day. For the shape he's in, he really does okay. He's got water on the knee, and he's almost 93. But my grandpa's getting younger every day. Grandpa's getting younger every day. And he says you'll have to blame it on my youth. He meanders through the hills, picking yeller daffodils. It's amazing, but so help me, it's the truth. Acting like a kid of 17. See him reading True Confessions magazine. And it builds up his morale just to see a pin-up gal. It's the dangest doggone sight you ever seen. Grandpa used to like a game of chess, but he's grown a mite too young for that, I guess. 'Cause he'd rather cut a rug like a frisky jitterbug. Oh, my grandpa's getting younger every day.
Dorothy, it's that kind of singing that helps keep Grandpa young. Come now with the City Slickers to a cabaret in Paris, where Mimi does the can-can, and we hear gay laughter and songs of love. Paris, the city that gave us singers like Jean Sablon, Charles Trenet, and Marie Chevalier with their heart-throbbing songs of romance. However, many of us would appreciate these songs more if we knew what the words meant. So as we present a classic French favorite, featuring Monsieur Freddy Morgan, I will endeavor to translate the words. Monsieur, if you please.
Parlez-moi d'amour, redites-moi des choses tendres.
Oh, see the cow.
No, speak to me of love.
Oh, see the cow, speak to me of love.
Monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Votre beau discours, mon cœur n'est pas là de l'entendre.
The cow has brown eyes.
No, monsieur, tender words of love, and hold me in your arms. Oh.
The cow has brown eyes and loves to hold me in her arms.
Je ne sais pas qu'est-ce qu'il dit. Pourvu que toujours vous répétez ces mots suprêmes, je vous aime.
The cow eats grass.
No, monsieur, vous avez tort. Listen, and whispers, I love you, I love you, I love you.
The cow eats grass and this guy loves me.
Look, monsieur, let's forget the cow. Amour has to do with a beautiful girl. Just imagine, I have a beautiful blonde hair, blue eyes, a gorgeous figure, and luscious red lips.
Yes.
What am I?
Who cares? Kiss me.
like that. Music was wonderful, but where'd you ever get the idea you could translate French?
Dorothy, please, when it comes to the French language, I know a thing or two.
Oh, yes? Parlez-vous français?
That's not one of the two things I know.
But... well, I do admit that you know music.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to music that's really popular, I know of none better than that of our guest, Milt Hurd.
Thanks, everybody. Hello, Dorothy. Hi, Spike. I appreciate your invitation to the Spotlight Review. Or, as they say in Spanish, gracias, señor y señorita. Understand?
Well, when it comes to the Spanish language, I...
Spike! Anyway, Milt, you've got a great musical combination.
I think Spike has, too. But how did you get your combination?
Well, when I started out, I took the clarinet from Tommy Dorsey, the saxophone from Benny Goodman, and the bass fiddle from Xavier Cugat.
What did you get?
90 Days. But I wish I could play the organ like you can.
Did you ever try?
Yeah, once a long time ago, I even gave a concert. When I played Roses of Picardy, the people threw roses at me. When I played Lily of the Valley, and then the people threw lilies at me. But I made a big mistake.
What was that?
Well, I never should have played Rockabye Baby.
Well, anyway, Milt, I'm sure the folks want to hear you give out with the organ.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Milt Hurd Trio, and a new one dreamed up by Milt Hurd, the Hurdquake Boogie. Wonderful, Milt, and judging by the way they're buying your other records, this should be a knockout. Milt Hurd will be back just as soon as the organ can catch its breath. Right now, here's Joe King.
When you run into a friend on the street, you look around for a fountain or that familiar red cooler, and you say, "Let's have a Coke." When you're driving and stop for gas, you're glad to see a Coca-Cola cooler at the service station. It means you can drive refreshed. When you're at a dance or a party, the pleasant refreshment of Coca-Cola makes a good evening even better. Yet ice-cold Coca-Cola costs you only 5 cents. Mighty little to pay, you'll agree, for the pause that refreshes.
The spotlight now turns to... Come in.
Hello, Mr. Jones. You remember me. I'm president of the Spike Jones Fan Club, and we love you, and I followed you all the way here to tell you we listen to all your broadcasts, and you're simply terrific, and you think you should run for president? Why should you be an exception? And my name is... Georgie.
Glad to see you. Georgie, what is it this time, old boy?
Would you care to hear a poem in your honor which I have manufactured?
Well, how can I stop you without getting my skull frat-eared? Go ahead.
Okay. to Spike Jones. I am fortunate, so fortunate to gaze upon your figures. I am happy here to state you're one of nature's fairest creatures. You're a person of great stature, and I deem it a sacred ritual to shake you by the hand and say, I'm very glad to meet you all.
Somehow he doesn't sound natural.
Spike, that was a cute poem of George's.
Yes, Dorothy, and you know I formed an attachment for him.
Oh, you have?
Yes, this attachment fits under a chair and gives 50,000 volts.
You know, Spike, I once formed an attachment for somebody, but nothing ever came of it.
Well, why not?
Well, you see, it was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we'd thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. We'd thought of it, of the end of it, when we started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. Oh, goodbye, dear, and amen. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Wonderful, Dorothy. Introducing now a young man who studied singing for 10 years and his health failed completely. That is, it failed completely to stop him from singing. And here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you. In honor of the approach of spring, I have selected a classical favorite to sing tonight entitled When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice, music maestro Eddie Pips, if you please, Red, Red Robin. When the Rob, Rob Redden comes bed, bed, bobbing along. When the Red, Red Robin comes bob, bob, bedding along. When your red, red wagon comes bob, bob, sledding along. No, no, maybe I better start again. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, a long, long trail of winding. There'll be no more stopping when he starts dropping his old, sweet song. Song? You know, I've written several songs myself. I wrote one entitled, She Used to Be David Copperfield's Girl, but Now She's Oliver Twist. Ha! For the picture to Dickens, you say, Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, you in the front row, wake up, hey, wake up. Oh.
I'm sorry, I forgot I was on the air.
wake up, you sleepyhead. Cheer up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. It's early morn, time to jump from bed. Get outside, milk the cows.
I got a cow at home that gives four different kinds of milk. First way, grade A. Second stream, whipped cream. Third squeeze, cottage cheese. Fourth trickle, popsicle.
Ha! Live, love, laugh, and be happy. Well, if I've been blue now, I'm walking through fields of flowers and flowers. Rain may glisten, rain may even pour. What if it rains cats and dogs?
That's better than hailing taxicabs.
Ha! Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours.
Sort of dumb, you know, that's me. Just sit around the house listening to the rain. Doesn't take much to amuse me, you know. The song, sorry.
I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again. Only now when the teacher keeps me after school, I like it. Singing a song. When the rob-rob-robin, when the dead-dead-robin, not a dead-robin, no, no, no. When my head's a-bobbin, when the old gray dobbin, that's a horse, And there they go. It's Sylvester and fun. Pat Trajan is second, Linda and Winnette close, and Western Union is coming to the wire. Western Union to the wire! When the red-dead-robin comes, ba-ba-ba-ba, and I love
better than ever, Professor. And following along with the Professor's salute to spring, the Milthurst Trio, Dorothy Shea and the Slickers, get into the swing with Bye Bye Blackbird, The Saucy Little Bird on Nellie's Hat, and Mockingbird.
The money, said the bird on Nellie's hat. Last night she said the same to Johnny Wise. Then to Nellie Willie whispered as they fondly kissed, I'll bet that you were never kissed like that. Well, they don't know Nellie like I do, said the saucy little bird on Nellie's hat. Haven't caught a fish, what do you think of that? Said Nellie with a most bewitching look. You can bet she knows her business, said the bird on Nellie's hat. And Willie is the fish she's gonna hook. Oh, at 12 o'clock, said Willie as he took her home. I'll bet you're never out as late as that. Well, they don't know Nellie like I do, said the saucy little bird on Nellie's hat. Thank you.
This is Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. And now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thank you, friends, for your generous response. And we certainly hope you'll be back with us again at the same time next Friday night. Agreed, Dorothy?
Motion carried, Spike.
And Dorothy, you've been so very sweet, so I bought you a present.
For me? Well, quick, what is it?
Well, I wasn't sure whether you'd like the pink ones or the white ones or the black ones.
Well, Spike, I certainly hope you showed good taste.
I did. I bought you a box of assorted jelly beans.
Oh.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Friday's Spotlight Review with Jan August as guest playing his popular Olla Negra. Mike Jones and the City Slickers will do Slap Her Down Again, Paw, and Dorothy Shea will sing the sample song. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on this same CBS station. The Coca-Cola Company salutes the 200 talented high school students comprising the All-State Orchestra now assembled at Allentown, Pennsylvania, under the direction of Donald Voorhees of the Telephone Hour for their annual music festival tonight and tomorrow night. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather each week. The Columbia Broadcasting System. The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, and a special treat for tonight, the piano magic of Jan August. Spike Jones and the City Slickers dedicate their next number to the arrival of spring, capturing the flute-like notes of the meadowlark and the trill of the nightingale as they play Ain't She Sweet?
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones saying hello for the Spotlight Review. Yes, spring is really here. You can tell by the women's hats. Today I saw one woman wearing what I thought was a banana cream pie. But I was wrong. It was lemon meringue. Anyway, it's really great to be... Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Jones, but I'd like to get a job with your orchestra.
Are you a good musician?
Am I good? Why, one of the biggest band leaders in the country is after me.
Really after you, huh? Who are you with now?
The band leader's sweetheart.
I'll bet in the next election he'll vote as a registered moron. But here comes a gal who is the quintessence of feminine pulchritude, superseded only by the ethereal transmutation of her vocalizing. The Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Thank you, everybody. Spike, that was a wonderful introduction. Did you mean all that?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what I said. But here, Dorothy, in honor of spring, I brought you this beautiful corsage.
Oh, gee, thanks, Spike. But this is a very peculiar-looking bouquet.
Well, other guys give orchids, but at least I'm original. I grow these myself. They're very difficult to raise. Takes about 9 weeks to grow.
9 weeks? How do you grow them?
Oh, you just put a sweet potato in a glass of water and wait.
Say, do you always give girls that kind of flowers?
Oh, sure. I used to send them to one girl I went with, and she saved every one of them. She pressed them in a book.
Really? What'd she send you?
Oh, she used to send me chocolate-covered caramels. I saved them, too. I'd show them to you if I could only get this book open.
You must have thought a lot of each other.
Oh, yes, Dorothy. We were practically made for each other. I was 5'8" and she was 8'5". But she ran away and did an act with a magician who used to saw her in two. Now she's his wife.
You mean to say he married a woman he used to saw in two?
Yep. Now when he sees me, he always asks me to come up and say hello to the better half.
Guys, some people have the most peculiar occupations. Like some members of my family, for instance.
Well, what do you mean exactly?
Well, I can tell you better in this little song. It's my latest Columbia recording called The Sample Song. That's all it's called. My papa works in a pretzel factory, attending to bending. I'm thirsty, it seems, even in my dreams, because he keeps bringing samples home. My grandma works in a patch quilt factory. She matches the patches. My clothes are a sight, purple, pink, and white, because she keeps bringing samples home. And there's my silly old cousin Willie. He makes donuts all day long. I sample donuts till I go nuts. No wonder I sing the sample song. My uncle worked in a money factory, inspecting, collecting. I heard a man say that he's gone away because he kept bringing samples home. Cousin Lizzie, she works making cheese all day. And how her cheese aches till the breeze aches, you can tell where we live a mile away. My brother works in a corkscrew factory, assisting in twisting. I'll have to admit I'm afraid to sit, because he keeps bringing samples home, sweet home. He keeps bringing samples home. Ouch! Boing.
It's a good thing one of them didn't work on a skunk farm. We have for you now a city slicker arrangement of a currently popular song entitled Slap Her Down Again, Paul. In this song, we've interpolated a bit of real old melodrammer. The cast and the disorder in which they appear will be myself as Pa, Sir Frederick Gass as Nell, George Rock as Little Bunky, Joe Syracuse as the villain, and Freddie Morgan as the sheriff. The story points up a moral and shows how a quiet, sober-minded, clean-living citizen can become a wild, free-spending, riotous living person. That is, providing he gets the breaks. We give you now Slap Her Down Again, Paul.
Slap her down again, Paul, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Paul, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Paul. Slap her down again. Here's a little story that we're going to tell. A traveling salesman and poor old Nell.
It's been a long, long time since Manelli eloped. Always had a hunch that she was roped. She up and married with a city slicker. His ways made you sick and his face made you sicker. She left that night and stole all the food. Took a side of bacon which she hid in her snood. But I wish she was home again like she was before. Who's a knocking at my door? Hi, Cracky, and well, well, well.
Don't you know me, Pa? It's your little daughter now.
Where's your city slicker, the low-down cayuse? First name Joe, last name Syracuse.
He's a slick-tongued devil, and he lied with ease. He had more women than Kraft-Cop cheese. He left me one night when I was forlorn, the very same night little Bunky was born. Quack, 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 quack.
Is that there, Bunky?
Yep, on to New York.
You should have sent him back and kept the store. Get him off this farm within an hour. If the cows see his kisser, it'll turn the milk sour.
Gotta keep him, Pa, or I'll lose my senses.
Give him away and truth the consequences.
Quack, 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 quack.
Here comes the villain, Joe the louse. Let's all hiss him right out of the house.
Hoity-toity, me proud beauty. How'd you get away from me? Hey, cutie, but I knew I'd find you. Now I'll show you no mercy. You're coming with me back to Newark, New Jersey.
Ain't he going to Jersey with you? I'm through. Why, does more things than you can do.
You gotta come back, cause you left me in the quandary. I had to dry the dishes with my last month's laundry.
It's Pa's turn now, and is he going to tell the villain to go to Jersey or straight to?
Now listen, you. I'm the boss in this house, and I got no room for a gall-darn louse. Get back to Jersey. This is your last chance, or you'll be picking buckshot out of your pants.
Take your hat off, partner, when you mention my state, and you listen to me, you reprobate. You know I can do you heaps of harm, because I hold the mortgage on this gosh-darn farm.
You can have the farm, but not my Bunky.
I'll take the farm and Bunky by, hunky.
What did Joe do? Come now, tell.
Well, he ain't done right by our little Nell.
Well, I'm the law, and I'll settle his case. I'll wipe the smile off Syracuse's face. You stole her farm, you left his daughter, you paid her pappy $1.25.
Well, sakes of mercy, $1.25? Wish I had another daughter.
$1.25, make him pay. $1.25, make him pay.
I'll pay it. Relax, relax. That's all I got left after income tax. And to make amends for the harm I did y'all, I'm gonna take Nell to a dancing hall.
Yeah, where's new coat and his hair tucked in acres, and we'll dance to the music of the city slickers.
Beautifully done, Spike. Where'd you ever learn to do that Western talk?
Why, Dorothy, I used to have a home on the range, but they threw me out of my home on the range.
Why?
I said a discouraging word. But right now, let's welcome a young man who is at home in any range, on the piano, that is. Ladies and gentlemen, Jan August.
Thanks, everybody, and you too, Spike and Dorothy. Spike, I liked your Western melodrama, too. In fact, I get many a musical inspiration from Western scenes.
Really?
Well, who wouldn't? Gosh, out there you get a horse ride for hours into the sunset, and everything in front of you is purple and gold.
Yeah, and everything in back of you is black and blue. Well, Jan, what are you going to play for us tonight?
What song would you like?
Well, I don't know.
Just a minute, gentlemen. Just a minute, gentlemen. If you're looking for songs, where are your men?
Yeah, we got all kinds of songs.
Now, wait a minute. Who are you guys?
Would you mind reaching into this pocket for my card? My hands are all covered with fingers.
Okay. Let's see. Do and Ray Fasol, S.R. What's the S.R. for?
Songwriters. What do we look like?
Well, you look like a couple of unconfirmed rumors. What songs have you ever written?
You hear that, Doe?
Yeah, let's show them, Ray. Here's one of our songs.
When I wore a tulip, upright yellow tulip, her clothing is so gall darn high.
I'm sorry, really, after all,
Oh,
can't.
You don't like that one? We got another one. Hot off the griddle. Listen.
Let me call you sweetheart. cause I called you everything else, oh, Ricky today.
Never mind, scram you two.
Oh, cause I called you everything else.
What in the world was that?
I don't know, but I'm going to keep that door locked from now on, I'll bet you. Jan, I'm sorry about that interruption.
Oh, that's all right, Spike. Have you decided what you'd like me to play?
Dorothy, what would you suggest?
Well, I'm sure we'd all like to hear Jan's famous recording arrangement of Olla Negra.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Jan August plays Olla Negra. As usual, terrific, Jan. Jan August will return for another demonstration of his piano magic. Right now, here's Joe King.
The Coca-Cola Company and your local Coca-Cola bottler have asked me to extend to you and your family their very good wishes for a happy Easter.
Of course, that goes for all of us here on the show. Friends, the spotlight now turns to... Who can that be? Come in.
We pledge our undying loyalty. We have 9,263 members. My name is Georgie.
For a minute there, I didn't think you'd make it. Yes, Georgie, what can I do for you?
I got a poem in my dome.
Another poem? How do you do it, Georgie?
Oh, Mr. Jones, with me, it is a habitual ritual to capture the rapture of any venture of a spiritual nature.
I see. All right, Georgie. All right, let's hear the poem, huh?
To Spike Jones, your face reminds me of a beautiful chrysanthemum. And your music thrills me like the national anthem. Of all the band leaders, you are the superior. Why, none of the others can even come near you. When it comes to playing the things musical, you stand out above the rest like a wart on a pickle.
I think I'll nominate him for the Bard of the Network. Why not? He's been barred from every other network. Right now, the spotlight picks up Dorothy Shea as she sings Hooray for Love.
Love, love, hooray for love. Who is ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh and cry for love. Ah, but in Paris they die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love.
the wonder of the world. It's a rocket to the moon. It gets you high, it gets you low, but once you get that glow, oh, come trust a faithful love. Others have to take off, wait for love. Some go berserk for love. Loafers even go to work for love. Some sign soft for love. People have their noses bound for love. Some say we pay for love just the same we pay.
Wonderful, Dorothy. It's my pleasure now to introduce a young man who, in the recent Academy Award selections, was chosen as the runner-up. When Ronald Coleman won, this young man was chosen to run up and tell him. Here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you, thank you. As it is spring, I shall sing when it's springtime in the Rockies. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice, for the boys at Mount Alto Hospital, music master Eddie Phipps plays Springtime in the Rockies. Eh? When it's rock time in the springies, when it's spring rock in the timies, when it's time sprock in the rickies, I'll do time for serving Mickey's. Maybe I better start again. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming black and blue. I'll be coming back with goo, scotch tape, a tapeworm, a worm. Did you hear about the centipede with a wooden leg? Here's how a centipede with a wooden leg goes. 99 thump, 99 thump, 99 thump. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Sweet little heart, heart a little sweet, little strong heart. No, strong heart, no. That's a pig. Or a dog. No, it's a pig. We got a pig at our house named Eversharp. That's his pen name. He writes an invisible oink. But his father's an awful bore. That's a kill. Little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bony eyes crossed in two. With your bony eyes so blue. Not bony eyes, no. With your eye knee bones. Bones. Them bones, them bones, don't, bones, thigh bones, dowdy, foot bone connected to the leg bone connected to the hip bone connected to the trombone, and the trombone connected to the wishbone, them bones that kept walking and talking with other men. What was the name of them bones? Was it Chloe, Norm, Tina, Francis, Lynette, Soren, Wayne, Wicky, Linda, Jake, Buck, Jensen? This is driving me sane. Wrong act. Once again, I say I love you. As the birds sing all the day, when it's spring. I once wrote a song about spring. It was called, I'll Meet You in the Spring If I Can Get Through the Mattress. Not dumb. When it's spring time in the Rockies, way afar, far away, afar, it's the hay, they're away, that sounds like a horse race. A horse race? And there they go, around the turn. It's Lady Evelyn first, hastening Hackett is close, Daniel Dare doing great, and Banana Peel is slipping out in front. Banana Peel is slipping out in front. The Rockies far away.
Superlative Professor, now Jan August, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers present a seasonal medley with Love Your Magic Spell, Blue Skies, and April Showers. Thank you.
And the blue skies do I see. Birds sing in a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Notice in the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. New days, all of them gone, nothing but blue. From now on.
This is Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
We'd like to extend our sincere thanks to our friends in Washington for making our stay here a very happy experience. Right, Dorothy?
I couldn't have said it any better, Spike.
And Dorothy, before I leave for Indianapolis, I've got a surprise for you. Move a little closer, will you?
Oh, like this?
Uh-huh. Now close your eyes.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Now pucker up.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Now blow. I bought you this whistle.
Oh, good night, folks.
Good night.
Next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Harmonaires singing their great arrangement of Kentucky Babe and some interesting new numbers from Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on the same CBS station with Percy Faith, your host Roger Pryor, and a special guest. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You've been listening to two episodes of Spotlight Review, the weekly Spike Jones radio show from March 1948. With the City Slickers, Doodles Weaver, Dorothy Shay, the Milf Hearth Trio, and or is it Hearth? Paying attention again. And Jan August. Next week we'll continue with guest stars The Ten Harmonies and Mel Thorne. Now stay tuned for Fuji Puzzle Box with Taylor, also known as Irony Bread. Thanks for joining. Bye. Hello.
talk local.
Confidential leader.
Because the American...
You're listening to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
WFMU.
It's Fuji Puzzle Box on Sheena's Jungle Room, a streaming service of WFMU.org, the radio station that's gonna fight for you, or possibly with you, and if it turns out we're fighting with you, come back in 2 hours.